about everything is more expensive.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Inflation got even worse last month.
The consumer price index rose 0.9% in October to a 31-year high. For the year ending in October, prices are up 6.2%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. Republicans keep tying rising inflation and supply chain problems to Biden policies. Congressman Andy Harris tells Fox it's top of mind for Americans.
They may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more.
Now, the president says reversing the increase in inflation is a top priority for him. He'll hit the road today to address it all. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
Now, President Biden will highlight $17 billion to upgrade ports as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill when he visits the Port of Baltimore this afternoon. The White House says those investments will help strengthen the supply chain and ease ongoing bottlenecks. Baltimore's port is adding container cranes and upgrades to a tunnel to make it easier to get containers offloaded. The president also spoke this week with the CEOs of Walmart, Target, FedEx, and UPS about supply chain bottlenecks and announced new investments for Georgia's Port of Savannah. Dave.
Jared, a lot of kids have been jabbed. The White House says about 900,000 5 to 11-year-olds have now gotten a smaller COVID vaccine dose in the past week. A Russian indicted in Special Counsel Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump campaign Russia probe, Igor Danchenko, just pleaded not guilty to lying to the FBI this morning.
I asked him if he had any comment as he walked in. He said no comment. His attorney, though, put out a statement and said these were false allegations. According to Durham, Danchenko was the primary source for British spy Christopher Steele, who compiled the widely talked about yet debunked Steele dossier full of accusations about former President Donald Trump.
Fox's David Spunt. The former president plans to appeal a judge's ruling last night allowing the House committee investigating the January Capitol riot to access White House documents. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. How common is identity theft in Arizona? You won't believe what we found out. Read it now, YumaDailyNews.com. The city of Yuma wants to encourage the community to come out and participate in their turkey trot. The event will be Saturday, November 13th, and it will start at 8:15 in the morning. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. And as of Monday, Yuma County has started COVID-19 vaccine clinic for kids 5 to 11 years old. Get info and registration at YumaDailyNews.com. The Suns' winning streak is up to 5 straight after they held off the Kings 109-104 Monday night in Sacramento. The Suns were up by 22 going into the fourth quarter, but took their foot off the gas, scoring only 11 points over the final 12 minutes as the Kings made a game of it. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Yuma Daily News. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. As always, Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning in studio with a microphone, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm going to have to hear a lot more about that off-road vehicle, too, off here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's what we were talking about before we came on.
It's a toy.
It's a toy.
Yeah, but it's a great toy for Yuma.
It's a great toy. Yuma is a great place for toys.
Sure.
But on a more serious note, we also have Winnie Moyer from Race Across America in the studio with us.
Winnie's serious?
Winnie's actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
But Race Across America is serious.
Yes, it is.
That's a very, very serious thing. So good morning, Winnie.
Well, good morning, both of you, Tim and Russ. Thanks for having me and for giving me the opportunity to let Yuma know about Race Across America.
Well, and so what exactly is Race Across America?
Race Across America is a nationwide organization where we raise money to buy wreaths, and then we place them at Christmas time on the graves of our veterans at Desert Lawn Memorial Park here in Yuma and Sunset Vista out in Foothill.
So, Winnie, why do you do this?
Because I love my veterans, and because they gave so much to us, it's our time to give back to them.
It is, of course. I mean, I knew why, but
but you just had to hear it.
Well, you know, everybody else had to hear it, too.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing it?
This is my third year.
Okay. And what made you get started with it? Was Race Across America here before that?
Race Across America has been here with our Real Colorado Republican Women for probably 6 years now.
Okay.
In the first couple of years, I was in the Honor Guard with American Legion Post 19.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I learned about it, and through April Grand. And so when she gave up the baton, it was passed to me. I got it.
But it's a good thing, because you do such a great job for them.
Thank you.
I see you all over promoting it and doing stuff for it. And so these wreaths are terribly expensive, right?
Well, they're $15 each, I think.
And for every four of them. I'm joking.
I know. That's why I was going to joke, too. And Wreaths Across America, for every two that are sponsored, they give us a free one.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes.
So if I sponsor, you know, I know that you can sponsor more than one. If I wanted to do it personally,
correct,
I can sponsor more than one. So if I do two, you would get three.
We would, in fact, get three. Yes.
And so when are the wreaths? I mean, tell me all about everything that's going on this year, because you said you have a lot going on.
Okay. Well, we have... we're still raising money. We have till the end of this month, the 30th, to get our money in. We have a yard sale going on, setting up, so it's been a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a lot of input from the community, as always. We're having the yard sale on the 12th and 13th of this month, which is Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and from 7 to 3.
Where is it?
1892 West Camino Pradera.
Okay.
In Yuma. It's just down from the hospital.
Okay. And what kind of things do you have at the yard sale usually?
We have collectibles, camping equipment, lots of barbecues, fire pits, cast iron,
mm-hmm,
pots and pans, dolls, books. We have ice cream makers, a bread maker, linens, bicycles. Just all kinds of household things.
And do all of the proceeds go to Race Across America?
100%.
Perfect. And what else? I know you do a lot of takeovers and different things. We did a great one out at Wheezy's, I remember.
Yes, that was very successful. We made over $6,300
with
that takeover. And so we have a takeover coming up on the 24th of November, which is the night before Thanksgiving. So all of you that have family and friends coming from out of town, you won't have to cook. You can come out to American Legion, Post 56. It's from 4:30 to 8. 50% of the proceeds after expenses, they're donating to Restock America. We're going to have raffle prizes, 50-50 drawings. It'll be a fun night.
So, Russ, while you're thawing that turkey for Thanksgiving, you won't have to cook one tonight.
Well, you know, pretty much not going to do a turkey.
Not going to do a turkey?
Yeah, tofu.
Tofu,
whatever. They sell that, you know, it's really a thing.
I know they do.
You know.
Does anybody buy it?
No, you mean other than me? Keep it on the shelf. I don't know, someone's doing that.
So Winnie, where is American Legion Post 56?
American Legion Post 56 is on 3rd Street.
It's okay.
1490 West 3rd Street.
And what
in
were
Yuma.
And I forgot already, what were the hours again?
4:30 in the afternoon till 8 p.m.
I mean, to me, that sounds like the perfect opportunity. I don't have to, I mean, I'm already cooking enough on Thursday. Wednesday night, I can chill.
Exactly.
And raise money at the same time.
And donate, yes. That way you get to have a night out and for a good
chill time. Yeah,
you're probably right, but I can go to the American Legion Post 56 and at least have someone else cook for me.
Yes, and it'll be good.
And it will be good. I'm sure of it.
When you do Wreaths Across America, you use a lot of volunteers too, don't you?
Yes.
Because, I mean, fundraising, doing all the wreaths, getting them done, of course, is the crucial part to make sure that the event happens. But even after you get that in place, what's involved in logistics?
Well, what we have to do is we contact the cemeteries, and they, Desert Lawn has a place for us to store all the wreaths that come in about Wednesday before the actual wreath day, which is December 18th. We put together a ceremony, so we need people from the military bases around. We get
Color guards,
Boy Scouts, speakers.
Yeah, because it's a ceremony. It's not just running out to put in the wreath on, which is a big part of it.
Right.
But once you do have a ceremony and you have all of that.
Yeah.
And does that happen before or after the wreath
replaced? It happens before the wreath replaced, and then after the ceremony, and then all the volunteers that are there can come up and get a wreath. Place it on the grave of a veteran, say his name, and just be there and think about him.
So every marker that is a veteran is identified as a veteran.
99% of them.
Okay. So that's up to the individual, and that's up to you know, those people, but they definitely have markers that are placed near, you know, on the veterans as a veteran.
They do. Yeah. And usually it says what their rank was and what branch of service they were in.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, because this is not the only event. I mean, there's other events that will honor the veterans, which is wonderful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially with Veterans Day coming up tomorrow.
That's like pretty soon, isn't it? Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be parades and everything going on?
Yeah, there's a big parade in the
morning. I'm not even included.
Aww.
Come on, there.
Oh,
the parades happen in the morning.
It is happening in the morning.
Yeah, I can forget my princess way.
I'm just excited. You know, last year we were questioning whether or not we were going to have a parade, and this year we're like, hey, we're having a parade. So I'm just excited to have things back.
That was good. Yeah, hopefully everybody shows up without their mask. It's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
Yeah, you know. There's still people legitimately scared, though, that will.
Okay.
And that's not their choice.
That's okay.
It's just not a mandate.
If they want to wear their mask, nobody made me the mask police last I checked.
They're somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
You have to take a break, young lady.
Okay, with that, I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Plenty of sunshine, headed to the mid-80s today. Tonight, clear. The overnight low to mid-60s. Sunshine for Veterans Day, headed up to 88. Wednesday, top 20 miles per hour. Sunshine ahead for Friday, high near 90. Forecast brought to you by Sanofi Fast Tour.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
I'm Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's. And now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we have Winnie Moyer from Reese Across America. Good morning, Winnie.
Good morning, Yuma.
Good morning. And, you know, we were talking a little bit on the break, because I wasn't aware before this, that it's more than just a wreath. It looks like a wreath, but there's a lot more to this. There's a whole story behind the wreath.
There is. There is. And, every branch has a special meaning, and when it's put together with love. And
well, and I read, so just because I printed this out, and the handwriting is so tiny, and, it, you know, my printer apparently decided to make it super tiny. So it has 10 Balsam bouquets, and each one is a quality. There was, I found, faith, love, strength, honesty, humility, ambition, optimism, concern, and pride. The evergreen stands for longevity and endurance. The circular shape stands for eternity. And, of course, the bow being red is great sacrifice, which, of course, all of our veterans understand.
And that's why we honor them.
Of course. Of course. So I know that your goal is to cover every single veteran's grave at our cemeteries. How close have you come?
Well, we're within 500 wreaths.
Right now?
Right now. So that means $5,000 between now and the end of November.
Which doesn't sound like a lot to me, but maybe, you know, like, we can do this. Yuma, we can do this.
We can do this, and we're way ahead of last year. At the end of last year, we had 818 wreaths that we were short.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, unfortunately, our wreath count goes up every year because more veterans pass away during the year.
Of course.
So we have more graves to cover. So to be 500 short right now, and we still have two more fundraisers, I think we're doing really well. Thank you, Yuma.
Well, and if they aren't going to go to one of the fundraisers, you can just donate for a wreath directly, correct?
Yes, you can.
And if I want to specify that they come here to Yuma, because, of course, that's where I'd want my wreath to go.
Mm-hmm.
The website is, I have wreathsacrossamerica.org/AZ0079.
Correct.
Correct. And that, if they go to that one, it will come directly to our local wreaths across America.
Yes.
And
yes.
Go to our, to fill those 500 spots.
Yes.
And then one of the other things I discovered, there's $15 for one, but if I do a whole bunch, is there...
Well, for every two sponsors,
right,
we get a free one.
And there's a family pack?
I don't really know about that.
I think there's a family pack of five for $75, which is still $15 a piece, but... It just sounds better.
Yes. And we get the free ones with that. So,
so tell me more about that day.
Well, it starts early in the morning at Desert Lawn Memorial Park. It starts at 10 a.m. We're there early, and we get it all set up. We do our ceremony, and we have the submarine group that they have the float with the little submarine
and
on it.
And that's been around town for quite a while. That's like a big, long submarine. Somebody put a lot of work into it.
Yes.
That thing is hauled around on a trailer. I don't think it actually works in the ocean, but looks like it could.
It looks like it could. Yes. And they help us with the wreath, help us hand out the wreath. And then the motorcycle group escort him.
A lot of veterans groups.
Lots of veterans.
Are motorcycle enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
They put those together,
yes.
The veterans and the motorcycles. And you see them in the parades quite a bit because they wouldn't miss it.
And they've been such big supporters.
They really are. And that's year-round.
Year-round.
Not just during the events.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those guys will be out there. And you'll see them at the different veterans associations all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All year-round.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be inside having a lunch or a frosty libation.
I'm sure.
I'll be there with them.
And I know that you also involve a lot of the youth groups, like the ROTC, the Young Marines.
The two Young Marines, the Territorial and the Union Young Marines.
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, Sea Cadets.
You'd almost think this is a military town.
You'd almost think that, wouldn't you?
A lot of retirees, as well as, of course, the active Marine base and the active Army base, but more than that, it's just a lot of them come back that have stationed here for one time or another.
Isn't that amazing?
And they do retire, yeah.
When I talk to different ones, they say, oh, yeah, back in the 40s or 50s or even 60s, mm-hmm. or they were stationed here and then they moved back here or after they were out of the service.
Or stay here,
never leave.
Yeah, they end up staying here, which is, it is kind of amazing because when people first arrive here, they don't see the attraction necessarily, especially if they get here during the summer months. They may think, this is unreal, and let me get my globe back out, and then we'll take another stab at something else. But what do you think it is? What do you think of the people stay here?
I left here for a while, and I came back, and it's because you just miss Yuma. You miss the small town, the friendliness of the people. The good things that they do here.
There's a couple that aren't friendly. We all know who they are. But
but we won't name names.
But, I'm not going to mention them at all. But by and large, it's inviting. It's open. And the people that don't know much about us are kind of surprised at times. And I'll have guests come in from the East Coast and recognize that there is a friendliness here that doesn't exist. And I don't know what created it, or who created it, or why it continues, but we never want to screw that up.
No, we're very thankful.
Yeah, we don't want to become Portland.
No.
I'm picking on Portland just because they're firebombing the federal courthouse.
Really?
That's why. And I should have said San Francisco. I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. You're going to get us in trouble.
Yeah, we're not on video.
But Yuma is friendly. I mean, that's one of the first things, I remember when I first moved here and people asked, they said, what's your favorite thing about Yuma so far? And I said, the people.
Yeah.
The people. Yes, absolutely.
I talked to a pastor that is a man of color that had moved to a big city. And he said he had to come back here because the anger was building. I said, explain that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you start getting into some of the cities that have a culture of hate and a culture of negativity, even a pastor, who is a real person, by the way. You know, when you're a pastor, you're still a real person.
Yeah.
You get affected by that constant anger of us against them. There's no respect, so you start believing it and you start seeing it. And we don't have that that mixture here that's going to create that, where people are going to take to the streets and protest that you're not treating me fairly or my group fairly or something along those lines, because, you know, we're pretty equal, much equal. I mean, we don't treat anybody fairly, so we're all used to it.
Great, we don't treat anybody fairly.
It's all the same, you know. We don't discriminate.
But you know what? I think that you know, my own bias is going to show through, but I think a lot of that comes through because we are such a military town. And when you're in the military, at least this is my understanding, you have to be part of a team. It doesn't matter what your background was, who you are, what, you know, anything like that. You're a team.
Probably has a lot to do with it, is the large amount of military that are in the town that kind of help carry that feeling of we're in this together.
Yeah, exactly. Because every veteran I know, that's exactly how they feel. This is what we are, all in this together. We support each other.
Yeah.
Always.
And there's a few crankies out there that'll call up and and tell me I'm wrong, but I don't have the phones off.
Well, and let me tell you, the older my dad gets, the more cranky he gets too. So I'm pretty close to an old veteran, and it's like, yeah, okay, Dad.
I'm calling your dad.
Calm down,
sure,
right? You want to tell him to calm down.
Sometimes, but that's okay. But you know what? I mean, he came back. He was a Vietnam vet. And so he came back at a very different time and a very difficult time to be in the military and to be a veteran. And he still feels that, you know, all these years later, he still feels that.
I saw a sign, I am a Vietnam veteran. I had to welcome myself home.
Mm-hmm.
And it chokes me up every time I think about it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I hear about it. I wasn't born yet. But I won't say that too loud. But you know, I hear about it from him. I hear about all the different things and how different it was. And you know, when we talk about military issues and veterans issues, you know, he's my sounding board. Hey, Dad, what do you think of this? Hey, Dad, what do you think of that? Because I know he's lived for such a long time.
Yes.
And so that's why these wreaths are so important. We have to remember all of them.
My brother passed away from Agent Orange.
Oh, really?
In 2015.
That affects a lot of people.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My
really
goodness.
Did.
For years.
Yeah.
And so I'm a military family.
Mm-hmm.
That's American Eagle. To me, it's what I do, what I really love doing.
Right, of course.
So,
I mean, do you get to pick what veterans? I mean, if you have 500, how do you decide? I mean, if you're missing 500, how do you decide which ones don't get them? I couldn't choose.
Well, what we do is we hand out the wreath.
Okay.
And it's just up to everybody to go around, find. What we do is we set out boxes with the wreath in them,
mm-hmm.
for all the areas of the cemetery. Because we go in, we know, we've already counted, so
mm-hmm.
we know how many wreaths are in each area. And then we do a percentage, like what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to everybody to go pick up a wreath, place it on a veteran's grave.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some do go in. And it's heartbreaking. Some go without a wreath.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're not going to have that.
No, this year we're not going to have that. We're going to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/AV0079 and go ahead and pick up five. I mean, pick up five because we only have 500. So if we could get 100 people this morning doing the family five pack,
yes,
we're there.
And come out for our fundraiser.
And then we can start for next year.
Exactly.
So that we can, because you're right. Every year we're going to have more, unfortunately, more, you know, more veterans pass and more graves to cover.
Yes.
And so with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gascoy. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Introducing the largest Toyota dealership in Imperial Valley, United Toyota. With hundreds of available new and pre-owned vehicles, United Toyota has a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. United Toyota, located on Highway 86 between Imperial and El Centro.
Business advertising can be confusing and daunting. What's effective? Where do I start? When you're finished contemplating all your choices, doing nothing seems easier. But when you do nothing, nothing changes. Here's some free advice. Talk to an expert. Talk to someone who can show you what successful people are doing. Get a professional marketing coach. Tap into a panel of experts. Go to yumaadvertising.com and sign up for our free business e-tips. And learn how to do it right from your own personal expert at yumaadvertising.com.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and before we get back to talking to Reese Across America, I do have a few announcements. First of all, next week is a busy week at the Chamber. Next Wednesday, we have our mixer at B&H Electric, and we have it there every November, and I have been told that I missed out last November with COVID. We did still have the mixer, but that it was we didn't have as many people there and there wasn't as much stuff there. But I thought it was a great party. I mean, I thought we all had a great time. But I'm told that it's going to be even bigger and better this year. So don't miss out on that. It is free for chamber members to attend. So, big deal. It's from 5:30 until 7 on November 17th. You do have to pre-register just so we know how many people are going to be there, but it is free for chamber members. So be sure to register for that. Also next week, then on a more serious note, Friday morning, November 19th, we are going to have an educational session, Bulletproofing Your Business. It goes from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We are only charging $35 for this. And to give you an idea, we're bringing in a nationally recognized speaker for this. Due to some grants that we received, first of all, El Dorado Broadcasters, you know, the main company for 560 KBLU, they are paying for a portion of this speaker. We got money from APS, and we also got a grant from the Better Business Bureau to allow us to bring in this speaker, which is keeping the cost low. $35 for a half-day session is very reasonable. And Bulletproofing Your Business is basically how to compete with major corporations, how to compete with Amazon, how to compete with the online retailers.
Is that possible? Can we do that?
Of course we can. This is Yuma. Okay. It's all possible.
It's always possible.
It is always possible. So, but it also talks about, you know, it'd be great for, you know, not only the leaders of the organization to go to, because it does talk about leadership qualities and how to lead. It also has a session in there about how to deal with difficult people. I know Russ is giving me looks. So
hopefully my name's never mentioned.
Well, we're using you as the example. So
okay.
How to deal with difficult people. And I kind of had the comment because I was talking to the speaker and we were discussing that, you know, we were doing it in the context of just difficult customers, but with the holidays coming up, it might come in handy at home. I mean, you know, if you happen to have a difficult family member or someone that's coming over for the holidays.
Wait for them to self-identify. It's just hard to put people out there. I mean, I'll do it.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Difficult, but I'm bulletproof.
I'm difficult, too, so you know what?
Really?
My family refers to me as the bossy one, so Wendy's laughing at me.
Somebody has to do it.
Somebody has to do it. So it's okay. So maybe my family all needs this class so they can figure out how to deal with me. But anyway, $35 for a half-day session for, you know, a nationally recognized speaker that we were very fortunate that was able to come to Yuma on relatively short notice. So
if he's nationally recognized, you don't have the name.
I don't.
You're just going to put nationally recognized.
I am. I do have the name.
Is that what we're going to go with?
Website. We're going to go with that because I forgot to print out the information about the thing, and right now his name is just like,
see?
I was focused on Reese Across America, you know?
Well, it's pretty nice that I pointed that out. That's why.
Yeah, thanks. You're a lot of help.
Just know he's nationally recognized.
Whoever he is.
I just know that I'm paying. I'm paying the speaker bill and going, like I said, if three organizations are helping pay for. Speakers are expensive. People don't realize that. To bring in someone from out of town, it's anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
You know, I'm pretty much local. I'll do it for half that.
Oh, yeah. I expect you to do it for free. What are you talking
good
about?
Good Lord, you just know my secret.
I do. but it should be a great session. And then in December, we have Good Morning Yuma. As always, the program is going to be the hospital. YRMC is doing the program, and we all know there's a lot going on at the hospital right now. So come hear more about it. Yeah, no comments from the peanut gallery.
I'm sitting here being good.
I'm like, I do remember Howdy Doody. but we also have our driving business in Yuma golf tournament coming up the weekend before the Race Across America, December 11th at Desert Hills Golf Course. We have full sponsorships available, and our full sponsors, We do put up signs for our whole sponsors, but anybody that wants to come out for the golf tournament as a whole sponsor, they can actually set up a table or a tent at the tee box and have a captive audience, because those golfers, it takes a while to get around during a golf tournament. They're all staying there waiting to tee off, and you can tell them about what you do. I know that last year we had a number of them. I know that National Bank was out there. They had Santa out there, which was a lot of fun. I know that we had a Mary Kay rep out there that was giving out sunblock because it's Yuma and they're golfing and they need sun protection. I am very pleased to announce that it is our second year, and for the second year in a row, McCarthy is going to be our title sponsor. So thanks so much to John Cavesi and McCarthy for all of their support that they have over the with the chamber. It's really great that they're going to be our title sponsor again. We are discussing how to get fog out there. We did have a very foggy day last year. For those that don't remember, it was foggy and cold and wet. So we're trying to figure out how to make it the fog open every year. As Jeff Bird from First Bank Yuma has been, he's like, we're just going to rename it the fog open. So actually, I'm hoping for better weather. It's really difficult to get a hole in one if you don't even know where the hole is.
Might be easier for some.
It might be. You're
sometimes
right.
Aiming's a distraction.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
Yeah.
And then our December mixer is at First Bank Yuma. They have a big celebration, the 20 years going on right now. And so our December mixer is December 22nd at First Bank Yuma. So a lot of things going on between now at the end of the year with the chamber. So I hope you'll join us for that. Both mixers are free. Good Morning Yuma is $25. The bulletproofing your business is $35. So trying to keep everything reasonable for everyone, but be sure that you save up at least $15, because we have to get those 500 more wreaths for Wreaths Across America. In studio this morning, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Winnie Moyer. Good morning. Good morning, Winnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so how do we start children young? Learning about, because I know Wreaths Across America has coloring pages and stuff. How do we start them?
Do you have a coloring book?
We have, I have a stack of wreaths for children.
Okay.
I took them to, I went to the Girl Scout Fest. And
there's a Girl Scout Fest?
Yes. I was invited.
It's kind of like a beer fest, but
yeah,
without the beer.
Yeah, without the beer.
Cookies, right?
Cookies.
That's worse than beer.
And I was honored to be invited, and so what I did is I brought, Wreaths Across America has these coloring pages for children, because the big thing that we are, we remember our fallen, we honor those that are serving in their families, and we teach the next generation that freedom is never free.
Right.
And so these coloring pages are wreaths that we have people, children, color, and then they can write a note to their veteran, and we can put them up. We have one at Post 56, American Legion,
mm-hmm.
because somebody was there. They had a membership drive, and I brought the pages for the kids section. And so
it explains to them what Leafs Across America is all about. We honor, we remember, and we teach. Because children today are not taught everything in school that they need to about the freedoms that they've earned, didn't come free. And so I think it's important that we get out the word to them, and we constantly let everybody know that it was a sacrifice.
You know, they don't always know that. You know, unless you, you know, I think a lot has changed since I think about the children who lived through World War II, and how much that affected. And wars are so different today, or
very.
Conflicts, or whatever you want to call them. But they're very different today. And we at home don't always have to make, unless we are a military family, don't have to make the same sacrifices that they did back then. It's now become some far-off place with these, you know, people that we don't know over there.
My fact checker has just sent me a notice.
Oh, dear.
Not to correct you in anything at all.
Okay.
But he is kicking off the fundraiser for you, and he is donating $50.
Yay!
Just
thank
so you.
You
know. So he'll be responsible already to kick that off, which is wonderful.
Tell him thank you.
And that would be Edward.
Yes,
Thank
you.
He, quite often when I see a text from him, it's like, oh no, what now?
It's a good thing.
See, and then he throws those things out there, so that's why I keep checking.
Well, I think that with the wars, like World War One, World War Two, when we, Pearl Harbor, even 9/11, they aren't being taught in school, and so kids don't know. Kids don't know
they
the
don't
history
know.
Of the United States and what we all went through.
I received another message from our good sheriff, Leon Wilmont.
Okay, good.
That says, don't forget to wish all Marines a happy birthday, mister. You know, and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, happy birthday to all Marines, which is today.
Yes, it is. Yes, they're going to have a big cake.
Yeah, they
cut
it with a sword, the whole thing.
They do, absolutely. And then
they grab the youngest, oldest Marine on the base to go out and help with the ceremony to be able to do that. And I don't know which one you'd rather be. You know, sometimes it's not great to be the youngest because, you know, you feel like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing yet, and all of a sudden I'm involved in a ceremony. and then the oldest didn't want to be outed. So, you know, I don't know that it's a great experience for either one of them, but they seem to enjoy it just fine.
It's all good. It's all good.
My middle son was over in the Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and he was the youngest. They celebrated even out there when they were out in the
that makes
field.
Sense. That's encouraging.
And so he was the youngest.
He was the youngest. Do you have lots of photos?
Oh, I don't think they took a lot of
them. I'm sure they didn't.
Oh, and I'm sure he didn't want them anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
No, probably not.
I gotta celebrate being young. I mean, we think of that later. We don't do it at the time.
He'd like to now, though, since he's almost 50.
See,
I know,
there you go.
Exactly.
See, you had your chance, pal.
Yes.
Forget about it.
I totally get it. You know, it's things that I'm finding out now. You know, my two nephews were in the Marines, too. And I always just saw pictures of the Marine Corps ball.
I know.
That's what I always hear about. And now that they're out, I get all these other stories. Maybe it's good that they're out now. I'm hearing about it.
Yes. You don't want to hear about it when they're in there.
Exactly.
I have received another message from our good sheriff.
Okay.
Sheriff Wilmont says, "God bless Leafs Across America. Thank him for me."
Oh. So
that's done.
That's awesome.
It is, and. That's part of that Yuma support and friendliness throughout Yuma. I mean, he took time from beating people with nightsticks to call in here.
We appreciate it.
Isn't that nice?
He's going to be part of our ceremony at Sunset District.
And that's a great one to have.
Yes,
I mean, with a Marine background also.
Absolutely.
And
we're honored.
And as well as a chief law enforcement officer for this county that takes it very seriously.
Yes, he does.
Protects this county. Mm-hmm.
And he keeps us informed.
You know, as a elected official before, I've questioned him about some of the some of the border, you know, and there's a frustration to me to the border in that the federal authorities don't necessarily take care of their responsibilities and will turn people loose in our community that shouldn't be turned loose. And then the sheriff, of course, will take that opportunity to correct that and, you know, have them incarcerated for some local crimes to prevent them from doing more harm in our communities. And I challenged him at one time on the expense of such a thing. And would it not be better to turn him loose to show the feds or something? He says, we are not doing that to this community. He was adamant. I said, well, excuse me, you know, we're just talking here. You know, be serious about protecting this community. And that's what we are finding out right now across this nation. Officers, or at least leaders of some police organizations and sheriff's organizations, take politics more seriously than they would their oath, their office. And it's nice to know that that hasn't permeated here, and it's up to us as supporters and voters and people to make sure that it never takes hold in this community. Other states can experiment with what they want to experiment with, and that's fine. It's sad. But let them do the experimentation, and we'll do what's right for the people.
And that's one of the great things about Yuma, is our elected officials care about the people.
Yeah, you know what's great about things right now is you got to take a break.
Okay.
You're late.
Oh,
I don't
dear.
Know what happened to you.
Yeah, it happened, so I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, boy, you don't pay in time. Always on time, boy, you don't pay.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason, Garner, and Hanson and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 a.m. KBLU.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Russ caught me chatting while we're on the radio.
Yeah, I have an announcement.
Uh-oh.
Can I do that?
No, it depends what it is.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. This is from my fact checker.
Oh, good. Okay.
Another one I'm glad I looked at. He wants to put a new rule in, if you're open to that. I'll tell you what the rule is on fundraising, and you tell me if you're okay with it. He wants us, if anyone donates $25 or more, please give them a number for a drawing. So is that possible? You can do that? Because there's going to be a prize in there.
I can do that for the people that either send me a check, made okay. out to Reach Across America.
But not anonymous won't matter, but anybody that wants to be involved in the drawing,
yes.
You can do that. Well, $25 or more, then at the end, he wants to draw a winner. The winner, he's going to donate a prize. And that is a fully paid dinner for two at Morton's Steakhouse in Scottsdale, Arizona, via Paramount Productions.
Wow.
You know,
that would be awesome.
And if they're a Marine, he wants them to get two numbers.
Okay.
Because he likes Marines.
Yes.
You know, his father was a colonel in the Marine Corps. So, obviously, veterans mean a lot, and, of course, Marine Corps.
And it's their birthday.
It's their birthday. So anybody that would donate to Reese Across America, $25 or more, will get a name in the drawing for dinner for two at Morton's. And that is a high-dollar gift.
It is a high-dollar gift.
That's a high-dollar gift. Dinner for two.
Yes.
That includes an alcohol beverage, too, an adult
and
beverage.
I love Morton's. I love Morton's.
Well,
nice weekend out.
It is a nice weekend out. Yeah. And, Winnie, if you want, since they have to do it, like, with a check to you or whatever, if they want to drop those checks off at our chamber office, we will be sure to get them to you. Just make sure the check is payable to Reese Across America.
Yes. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Because we're in our office Monday through Friday from, 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday and 9 until 2 on Fridays. So that way they can easily find a place just to drop it off.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. He's also sending you a personal donation of $50, but don't give him a number. He goes there all the time. he's already involved in all that. You know, I think he's got an in.
He's excluded from the ticket.
He's excluded, yeah. You're not getting involved in the drawing.
So Winnie, I have a question. So, I mean, we talk a lot about the fundraising, and, of course, now we know that you can go to the website, but if you want in the drawing, get in contact. Winnie, how can they get in contact with you?
I can give my phone number, 928-502-0238. I do have a lot of people that send checks made out to Reese Across America. It's my address.
Okay.
1892 West Camino Pradera. Pradera, Yuma, 85364.
So you instinctively had to spell that because everyone, including me, is going, what?
I'm used to it.
But that's okay. Or if they want, so they can mail them to 1892 West Camino Pradera, Yuma, 85364. They can drop them off at the chamber office. We are 180 West 1st Street, the old City Hall building. Feel free to drop it off with any of us. We'll make sure that Winnie gets them so that you can participate. If you want to participate in the drawing, otherwise, you can go online to reaseacrossamerica.org/AZ0079, but that one's harder to track for the drawing. So
I can go online and track, and I can get the person's name, and so I can add a ticket in their name.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. But we've been talking about the fundraising, which is important.
Wait a minute, I've got to interrupt you again. I have another message that I must get out.
Okay.
He has amended his initial prize in that if you donate $50 or more, they're also going to toss in a hotel room for the night so that you don't have to drive home after dinner.
Wow.
So for $50, your name goes in to the drawing for a Morton Steakhouse in Scottsdale, dinner for two, all paid for, as well as a night in a local hotel. He wants to know, do you have an online means of accepting donations?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
You do. Could you give that out also?
That's the website. It's reaseacrossamerica.org.
Okay, and there's a PayPal
or
something.
And then there's a /, because you want to be sure that it's ours. Because if you just go to reaseacrossamerica.org, it could go to any of the cemeteries.
Okay.
For Yuma, you have to add a /AZ0079.
Yeah.
But yes, they have credit cards on there. 0079.
Okay, can't just type Yuma.
You can't type Yuma.
That would be too easy, of course.
Yeah, it would.
Because that's the code for
And tell Edward thank you. He can hear me, I'm sure.
Well,
so
that's very generous, very nice.
It is very nice. Thank you so much.
Reach Across America, thank you.
And we want pictures, you know, of people having an enjoyable time that win. You know.
Yep.
I'd like to send that to them.
And they were donating to a good cause.
Yeah.
And
Winnie, what if I want to help that day, December 18th?
Just be there.
Just be there.
Be there. Be 10 o'clock at Desert Lawn here in Yuma, and then at 12 noon out at Sunset Vista.
Are the ceremonies the same at both?
The ceremonies are the same. They're a little different people because one's county and one's city.
Okay.
So we have different people involved in the ceremony. the Boy Scouts. And, oh, and we're also having Jeremy Tyree and his band with the bagpipes. And Wendy McKay. Wendy McKay, which she's going to sing with.
I'm just saying, all the bagpipes, that's, I know.
You like the bagpipes?
I mm-hmm. love bagpipes.
I still don't get it.
I'm, you know, I'm a Northern Illinois girl, Chicago. Yeah. You know, bagpipes are kind of...
Sure, for the particularly fire department.
Exactly, like exactly. They're very ceremonial.
Very Irish or something.
Very
is it Irish or is it English?
Scottish.
What is it, Scottish?
Scottish.
What is that? Yeah, something
English.
Like that.
Scottish, yeah, no, mm-hmm. very...
I'm sure I get that right.
My husband and I both have kilts.
That's right, Irish is drinking. Bagpipes.
Well, Scottish have that too, for that matter.
I think Irish is bagpipes too. Yes,
they
all are.
Is it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, they can donate the money. They can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/AZ0079. They can call you 928-502-0238. They can mail a check, 1892 West Camino Pradera, Yuma 85364. They can certainly bring it by the Chamber office, 180 West 1st Street, in the old City Hall building. Please get us the last 500. I like I said earlier, I could never choose. I mean, I don't want any veterans' graves to go uncovered with one of these wreaths.
And it's very heartbreaking the day of the ceremony to not have everyone receive a wreath on their resting place, the final resting place.
Do you still need help that day?
We always need help.
We always need help. Never
turn away a volunteer. Never turn away somebody who wants to be a part of Wreaths Across America.
That's awesome. And so even if they don't want to lay a wreath, if they just want to come out, see the ceremony,
absolutely.
You know, bring the kids. It's outdoors.
Oh, bring the kids, yes. We have a lot of kids there. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
And we do ceremonial wreaths, too. So we have, this year we're going to have again, the corpsman from Green Corps Air Station.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to place the ceremonial wreath, which is for every branch of service, and POW/MIA. And people ask, I just went to an American Legion function over in Tucson, and everybody asked, why do we still do POW/MIA? Because they're not all homeless.
I mean, yeah, they're still... And this happens, we mentioned this really quick, just people don't realize it's international. So, like, yeah. I know someone that's buried in a grave in France from World War II.
Yes.
Happens there as well?
Yes.
Americans do that over there?
Yes. Any American cemetery anywhere in the world. And they do out to sea.
Out to sea?
They do, because there's military
of course, absolutely.
Buried at sea.
Absolutely.